listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Life.
You opening blocked me again.
Damn right. I did. I got nothing else going for
you
me.
You open
right
blocked.
Now. Exactly.
Terrible.
So I'm going to take advantage of the open block when I can.
Uh-huh.
Welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. I am Dave. With me, as always, is my faithful, trusting, and loyal sidekick, Evan.
See, I may just let you do the openings.
Because I'm good at it. If I try to do the ending, if I try to do the close,
I just interrupt you.
So that's why I try to do this. So no. Then I just shut up and let you ramble on for the 5 minutes that you try to wind up the show with.
5 minutes? That's awful quick.
Exactly.
What I was gonna say was, I like when you do the openings because you always compliment me.
Right, but you don't give me any compliments at any point.
Believe in
positive reinforcement.
No, not at all. No. It's just you either get beat or you don't get beat.
You're like the worst co-host ever.
I can't wait to be a father.
I'm gonna call child services immediately.
Just now, just preemptive.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
I'll let you guys know in about 5-6 years or so. You can have a case on your hands.
I'm just saying. Just put this address on the whiteboard.
Exactly. It's going to involve some neglect.
No, I won't neglect.
Abuse.
No, I know. I won't.
And that's a job opening.
I won't neglect my children.
Yeah.
No. If anything, they may wish I neglected
them. Exactly. You're going to hug them too much? Is that?
Because, all right, before we go into the realm of diddling your own children.
Ish.
No, hopefully, because one of my long-term goals is to eventually be able to work from home, like,
right.
Permanently.
You want to be stay-at-home dad.
That would be awesome for me. Honest to God. Like, that would be ideal.
Is it just because you love Sesame Street so much and you just...
It's that.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that... Hey, Katy Perry's on it now.
Barely,
yeah. No, I think it's just because, for one thing, it's indicative of the fact that I'm kind of my own boss.
Okay.
At that point, which is a thought that appeals to me every day I go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Not that my boss is terrible. I'm actually fairly lucky in that regard. Like, the people I work with are really cool. I just hate going into work.
It just seems like a lot of work.
It does. No, and that's exactly what it is. I'm going to be like the Big Lebowski of dads. Just in the bathrobe at all times.
Oh, God.
I'm going to be awesome.
They're never going to bring friends over. Do you realize that?
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Be illiterate. Not gonna know what a book is.
What? Are you... Yes. Because my librarian fiance would...
I know. It was a joke.
Yeah. Was that what that was?
It was a joke. Anyway, we are at Dancing Ganesha.
Yes. Finally.
In downtown Minneapolis.
Finally a restaurant whose mascot resembles us.
Exactly.
A very peaceful elephant.
Dancing.
He's not really dancing, though.
Yeah, he is.
That's the thing.
He's got a leg up and everything.
Is that what that's supposed to be?
No, look at this one. You got two different ones there.
Oh yeah, because on the menu, he's rocking the lotus position.
And on the wine menu, he's
dancing.
Definitely, he's doing one of your moves actually.
Yeah, I think it's some sort of Irish jig meets a seizure kind of dance that I do.
He's skanking a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
He's definitely one leg.
Skanking elephant.
Yeah, that's a good band name.
I think I saw that at the old Foxfire.
Exactly.
There's a Minneapolis reference for you. Foxfire.
Courtney's actually interviewing them later this week.
Oh, wow. I miss the Foxfire.
Anyway.
That's how you can... See, that is one of those places, if I can go into Minneapolis...
Lore.
That's how you can definitely date someone. Is if they went to the Foxfire.
We need to actually put it on a little bit of music, like a walk down memory lane type
God.
Music.
No, the Foxfire was this great club... This would have been mid to late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the only all-ages clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many bands that would go and play there. and it became kind of the de facto, like, that's where you went if you were going to see a show for a band that was any good and you could afford to go see them. It was going to be at the Foxfire.
Okay.
So it became this kind of legendary place for a lot of people that grew up, you know, when they hit their teens in that mid to late 90s era. So, anyway, sorry. We're talking about the Dancing Connection.
And now we've returned from the walk down memory lane. We're back in the present. Did you want to bring up, like, the Dinky Towner or anything like that? Or
It's different memories. It's more college.
Okay, just checking. You know, places that have gone by.
Horrible failures of dates at the Dinky Towner.
Really? You took a date to the Dinky Towner?
Well, it wasn't so much a date. We were meeting people there. Okay. You know, I remember striking out in semi-glorious fashion.
I can imagine.
Several times.
But people didn't go there to meet anybody.
That's not true. I DJed there a couple times, actually.
That's not surprising.
No.
You don't necessarily set the mood for love, though.
I wasn't DJing, like, the mood music. I was DJing at a show.
I know.
Why you gotta
harp on you?
Yes.
I think this is a dynamic of a relationship that actually works.
Yeah, it's true. Kind of sad.
Just saying.
Whatever. So, why are we at Dancing Ganesha?
We are celebrating the Indian Festival of Lights, known as Diwali.
I have to get my phone out.
Exactly.
Make sure we get this right. Because we don't offend people.
We're trying to go green on the show and not print off pages and pages of notes.
Is that why we're doing it? I thought it was because we're lazy.
It might have been that too, but we decided last week that we were going to do something because we knew it was Diwali.
We
decided we're going to do an Indian restaurant that we hadn't, you know, try to find a good Indian restaurant that we hadn't done before. Our other option was Om, which is just a couple blocks from here, but is a bit more expensive than what where we're at right now.
Yeah. I've heard it's very, very good.
Yes, as have I. And I've actually had some of their food before. I had it at the last year's Iron Fork.
Gotcha.
They had a couple of their dishes there. But when you compare apples to apples, this is substantially cheaper. Like, literally half as expensive. So what is Diwali?
Well, according to Wikipedia...
Which is the end-all and be-all.
It is. It is the sum total of human knowledge.
It is.
It's one of their lesser-known slogans. It is an important five-day festival for in Hinduism, Jainism, and Sikhism, which is occurring between mid-October and mid-November. Okay. For Hindus, Diwali is the most important festival of the year and is celebrated by families by performing traditional activities together in their homes. Now, here's an interesting little tidbit here.
Okay.
Apparently, the real name is Deepavali.
Okay.
Okay. Deepavali is an official holiday in India. Makes sense.
Sure.
Nepal, Sri Lanka, Myanmar, formerly Siam, Mauritius, I think that's how you say that, Guyana, Suriname, Malaysia, Singapore, Fiji, and Trinidad and Tobago.
One of these things is not like the other.
Well, you could almost make the argument Guyana, too.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Yeah. But still, I mean, who'd have thunk it? Unless you knew any sort of Caribbean history at all. Which most of us won't. One wouldn't expect Trinidad to have a Hindu holiday as an official holiday.
I feel like we should say Hindi. It's like a Hindi holiday.
I don't know.
I think it rolls off the tongue easier for me.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know what the preferred nomenclature is.
I don't know if I'm not a big fan of the long U.
All right.
Prefer a short
I.
A short I over a long U.
You like your vowels short,
yeah.
To the point. You're a man of principle, and I admire that.
Oh, shucks.
Or something.
First ever compliment that you've ever given me on this show.
And you've only made that joke about 30 times, so.
Then I'll stop doing it when it stops being true. And funny.
It is neither of those things. Excellent. So I'm looking through this listing here. And, you know, I've talked about on the show how, you know, we both talked about our various religious upbringings.
Right. The fact that I'm pretty much a mutt.
You're a mutt. You're a mushu, as you've phrased it over the years.
Yeah.
Whereas I am a there's Lutheran in my blood.
Right.
Okay.
My youngest brother who's getting married is going to be even worse because he's actually converting to
Catholicism.
Catholicism.
But so, is he going to the Eastern Orthodox thing?
No.
See, okay, here's something that I've thought.
Sorry to interrupt you on your
No. This builds onto what I was going to talk about.
Okay.
I often joke, like, when you ever had that conversation with friends, like, what countries you come from? Like, a lot of kids do that in, like, school. They figure out,
well, I'm
a quarter Irish or whatever it is. So my family apparently, like, were the whores of Europe. Like, I have, like, 7 different countries that, you know, contribute blood to this.
You're mostly German from the SS side type of deal.
Wow. My favorite joke along those lines was, it's an old joke, obviously. But it's like, oh yeah, my grandfather died in the war. It's like, oh, what happened? Oh, he fell off the guard tower.
Exactly.
No, but I'm only a quarter German.
That's the SS side.
Yeah. I'm three quarters. I'm three single quarter sections of Czech, Danish, and German. And then I've got some Bohemian, some Irish, some English. Pretty much any country with no rhythm. Okay.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know, which if you've ever seen me move, it makes total sense.
It's ugly.
And that extends to religion, where I have found this, with very few exceptions, like, white people's religion, very boring.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
as compared to the black people,
compared to anyone with any sort of melanin. Okay, and here's a perfect example. So Diwali, commemorates, according to Wikipedia. Excuse me, Diwali commemorates the return of Lord Rama, along with Sita and Lakshman from a 14-year exile. And vanquishing the demon king Ravana. I've read large portions of the Bible.
Okay.
Old and New Testament.
I don't remember a demon king being in there.
We don't get demon kings in our religion.
No, what do we get?
We get bullshit is what we get. Especially if you're Christian. Like, at least Jews, at least Jewish people, you got the Old Testament. Old Testament's got some cool shit in it. Okay.
You're a big fan?
I am. I am a big fan because that's where you get the real... I mean, that's where you get...
That's when the shit went down?
No, it's like... But that's where you... Just Christianity and New Testament is so white bread. You know, nothing cool happens. It's all about this one guy. Okay? Old Testament, you got kings and demons. And like, just read
Solomon.
It's like
a fantasy novel.
It is. If you ever read Old Testament, it's like... It's like parliamentary procedure plus Lord of the Rings. Like, that's it right
wow.
there. You know, read the story of Solomon. Okay, the story of Solomon where he goes and he binds 100 demons to build the temple. Okay? Like, that's cool shit. I want to be a part of a religion that does that. I want to be part of a religion that's got demon kings in it.
And giants. David versus Goliath.
Exactly. Old Testament.
Yeah.
Find me an entertaining story that doesn't involve Jesus in the New Testament. And Revelations doesn't count.
That's a good point.
Nothing.
No, it's all epiphanies and shit.
Exactly. It's all what this one dude said.
Yeah.
And everything that happened after the fact.
You might be onto something.
I'm telling you, man.
Flood. You know, it's kind of like, the adventure movie at the end of the world movie, too, there.
Yeah, you had the creation of the world. You had demons and angels in
the
garden.
The Old Testament is dying to be made into a movie by both Peter Jackson and Roland Emmerich.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm just saying.
Wow, that's a terrifying thought.
No, Noah's Ark Roland Emmerich. I'm just saying.
Pretty much 2012.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. It was.
Yeah. They even called them arcs, didn't they?
Yes, they did, actually.
Huh.
He should get sued for copyright.
Who's going to sue him? God? Because I think he'll win.
Roland or God?
In this legal system, one can never tell.
Anyway.
But no, I mean, you know, it's, you know, Indian religion, you know, Hindu mythology, Chinese mythology, full of cool shit. And this goes back to what I was talking about, Eastern Orthodox. Yeah. Like, if you're going to be Catholic, be uber Catholic. I'll be a Catholic that involves big hats, strange languages.
Speaking in tongues.
You know, that's at least, you know, the Baptists and the Pentecostals down south, they got it right. If you're going to be religious, have a little fun with it. Get your demon kings involved. I'm just, that's all I'm saying.
You kind of have a problem.
This is not unknown.
I don't even have anything to say to this. That's how strange this line of question
thought
has gone.
Neither of us have gone to church for a non-weddings or ceremonious purpose for quite a while.
Well, I'm a C&E churchgoer.
Christmas and Easter. Yeah. Okay, so other than, you know,
occasionally partake on Thanksgiving if necessary.
Yeah. Wouldn't you go to church more if the sermons sounded like an episode description of the Power Rangers?
Well, it depends on if you go to one of those mega churches with the laser light shows and everything. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, but that's,
and that's
all,
messed
all,
up.
All that's about. But that's see, laser light shows. You're shining a turd at that point.
Oh my God.
Because all you're doing is adding spectacle to a spectacleless religion.
You're
And yes,
you're,
I realize I'm shitting on a large portion of the American populace.
You're taking the New Testament, and then you're adding the action elements of the Old Testament to it.
But you're really not. It's a shitty thing.
You're just kind of shining a.
No, granted.
You're just shining a flashlight up the New Testament's keister.
And what kills me about a lot of, I didn't mean to turn this into an anti-Christian rant.
Well, no, it's not anti-Christian. It's more along the lines of what's wrong with them.
But here, my problem with a lot of Christian sects or whatever it is they only look to the Old Testament for reasons that the gays can't get married, or reasons why women shouldn't vote. Or, you know, they look for...
Well, they shouldn't.
Well, that's different. Not jumping down that rabbit hole.
We wouldn't have a recount right now if they didn't. I'm kidding. It was a joke. Keep moving.
You're a moron.
Keep moving.
Anyway. But they don't take any of the fun shit.
Right.
And even then, the Old Testament, when you compare it to like a Hindu mythology,
What are you saying? Like eye for an eye? Is that what you're looking for?
I'm saying they pick and choose from the Old Testament, but they don't take any of the fun stuff.
Give me an example of the fun stuff then.
Jacob wrestling with the angel. Like, you never hear about that. Do you even know what that story is about?
I vaguely do.
No, you don't. Don't
pretend. Yeah, I do.
Okay. I mean, all the stuff with the... like all the stuff with the Garden of Eden and what happened right after that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, stuff like that. It's like,
you don't
that's
talk
cool
about
shit.
The...
That's cool shit.
Even though it's all fancy.
Well, you know, I'm not making any judgments toward the veracity of one particular religion's stories. Okay? Frankly, I don't give a shit.
Okay.
That's not anything
just
that...
Just saying.
It's not something that interests me.
It is along the lines of the Lord of the Rings.
But even if you take that kind of perspective where it's all bullshit,
yeah.
Why not have your bullshit be exciting? Have demon kings. Mm. Jesus is cool and all, but he doesn't have eight arms and shoot fire out of his mouth.
This is true, but it would be a lot cooler if he did.
See? I'm telling you, I'm onto something.
Sounds like a South Park episode just waiting to happen.
It does a little bit.
Turn Jesus into a superhero. We're going to give him eight arms so he can shoot fire out of his mouth.
Well, that just makes him too Hindu. See, Hindu, very smart. You know, Hinduism obviously, you know, predates a lot of, you know, Western traditions.
Yeah.
They were smart. They went and, like, our gods... They got blue skin. They ride magical bulls. They got eight arms. They're immortal.
Elephant heads.
You know, anything that comes after that, you're just stealing from the Hindus. You know.
Oh, okay.
So they can.
I'm trying to stay with you.
I'm just saying. You know, if you come out with an awesome movie.
Okay.
And then somebody makes a very similar movie.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah.
You're just stealing from that first movie. You know?
Okay.
But if you make a shitty movie, and then someone makes a better movie, that just makes your movie look more shitty. So they were smart. Very on. Let's get butts in the seats. Let's make some. Let's
get happen.
Let's get that Peter Jackson fellow and build a religion around shit in his brain.
That George Lucas guy.
Don't get me started on
that. It is more of a religion than anything.
Yes, but he stole from other people.
Take it back.
No.
Take that back now.
If you want me to argue that George Lucas has a creative bone in his body.
Take it back.
In that jelly-like form that he calls a body. And yes, I made a fat joke. I don't care.
I'm going to throw my beer glass at you.
Here's the thing.
Take it back. Don't say something you can't.
Star Wars succeeds despite George Lucas. If Peter Jackson was 30 years older and had come up with Star Wars, it'd be so much better.
You just hurt me to my soul.
Well, then, you know, your soul obviously sucks, so.
Don't talk about St. George of Lucas like that.
Oh. No. He was really good, and then he stopped hanging out with Coppola. And it just went to hell.
I don't know if we can continue this podcast at this point. This is a fundamental difference that we have between us. It's not religion that's come between us.
I like the fact that the religion, the discussion of the religion didn't upset you as much as the bashing on the Star Wars.
Well, you have to understand that my background growing up has allowed me for being accepting of all religions. And except for the Catholics, I just can't wrap my head around that, but...
I'm a fan of... You see, I don't mind Catholicism in the spectrum of Christian religions, just because I like ceremony.
I know.
Okay. I like funny languages.
I've got some more naan coming too.
Excellent.
And be very, 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 very careful of that. Who's having this one?
What is that one?
That's the Bodhi kebab.
That's mine.
Okay, just be very careful.
And here's some dipping sauce. Yeah, don't touch the pan, it's extremely hot. I'll try and get it as close here to as possible.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you.
And then this is just the naan. Mm-hmm. This is the garlic naan. So, eventually this is your rice.
Is this the garlic naan you just said?
Yeah, it's the garlic naan.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it garlic?
I believe so,
yeah.
Anyway, you were saying.
If you can get funny languages in a religion, I'm there.
Get this shit. That's really spicy. You're not going to even want to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, what is this?
Did you order two lots of naan?
No, we ordered...
No,
you ordered...
I had the paneer kulcha.
Oh, that's what that is.
Oh, that's what this is.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
Oh, yep. All right.
And the garlic naan.
That's the garlic. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Very good.
Sorry, I had a bite of your paneer.
It's fine.
All right, so our food is arrived.
Uh-huh.
As it is wont to do. I have ordered the lamb vindaloo.
This is definitely the garlic.
I've ordered the lamb vindaloo. Which is from the small pieces that I've dipped the paneer in, is extremely.
Thank you.
I mean, like seventh circle of hell type hot. And I ordered.
And you got the medium.
Yeah. I'm a little afraid. I'm gonna forge ahead. It comes with some basmati rice. Which I'm partaking in heavily, just because I'm a little scared.
Mm-hmm.
And you got?
Well, first off, we got the garlic naan, which is very naan-y and garlicky, so good for it.
Is it hay naan-y?
It's not quite hay naan-y. It's, don't get ahead of yourself here.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's all right. And I also got the paneer kulcha. Now, kulcha is a kind of a bread. Mm. It looks very similar to naan. And this is stuffed with paneer, which is an Indian cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I'm going to invoke the stupid American card.
Mm-hmm.
Their version of stuffed with cheese and my version of stuffed with cheese, vastly different. Because I, you know, if you can't tell by looking at me, I love cheese.
You eat a lot of it.
I do eat a lot of it. This is more of a, it's more like if you, like when one spreads butter on something, that is the level of the cheese that they have included with this.
Okay.
I'm expecting hot pocket level of stuffed with cheese.
You want it oozing out.
I do.
This is what you're looking for.
I do.
And that's failed to commit.
No. It's good. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to besmirch it. I was expecting something different. But I also got the lamb kebab, which I have not tried yet because I've been talking, but it smells delicious.
Holy shit, this is spicy. Sweet mother of God. Might have to get one of those yogurt drinks or something like that to calm this. Otherwise, we're going to be making an extended pit stop at your place on the way back.
It's fine. Since I'm home alone, you can stink up the place as much as you want.
Do you ever get home from one of these shows and she's like, what the hell's wrong with you? And why did you eat that?
No, because if I'm feeling like there's going to be a situation that could put my relationship in peril, I will go down. I will use the basement.
You go south.
I will go south.
That's mighty nice.
There's a bathroom in the basement. I want to clarify. I'm not just like copping a squat in the laundry room or anything like that.
That's funny. I thought that was supposed to be her art studio.
Well, it's right next to it.
It should be said, but even though this is hotter than Hades, it has extremely good flavor. I mean, it is extremely spicy, and I'm already sweating. Like, it's hot.
Anything over here? Anything else good.
We're good.
But it's got very good flavor. Oh my god, very good flavor. So, kind of changing subject from the Diwali and Old Testament and
why Jesus cries.
Exactly. And why he's not blue skinned and doesn't have 8 arms and blow fire.
I'm telling you, it was a failing on marketing.
Should have had a conversation with somebody.
Should have. Anyway.
I've rediscovered my crock pot.
Hmm.
As it is kind of becoming that season of crock pots,
mm-hmm.
which we discussed before. I have to take a drink because it's really hard to talk when it's this hot. Okay, that's better. And so I'm going for the extra long cooking times right now. It started on Saturday, it doesn't end until Sunday evening at 11 type of deal. Okay, maybe not that long. But I did a 13-hour crockpot carnitas. Over the weekend, and it was literally just like dumping shit into the pot, and it turned out perfectly. I was very proud of myself.
It is extremely hard to fuck up a crock pot recipe.
Mm-hmm. But you know, I just kind of eyeballed everything. Mm-hmm. You know, threw in a bunch of Mexican spices, cumin and chili powder and red pepper flakes and salt and pepper and. I just kind of rubbed it all over the pork butts that I had gotten. And
you're rubbing butts, yeah.
Threw it in there, threw in just a ton of cilantro, whole cloves. Cut little holes in there in the roast, and shoved garlic in there, shoved some of the cilantro down in there, and then tossed in a bunch of onions and jalapeno peppers in there too, diced up, and then cooked it in beer.
Mmm.
for 11 hours.
Wow.
And turned out perfect. By the end of it, it was just falling apart. I couldn't even pick it up with like the tongs.
Nice.
It just kind of squeezed out and just shredded.
Nice.
It's a beautiful thing about the crockpot season is that, again, you cannot screw it up. And whatever you want to make, you know, and it's going to turn out good no matter what.
I've talked about the Fix It and Forget It cookbook mm-hmm. on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
Something, it's got like 600 crockpot recipes.
Mm-hmm.
And what's hilarious to me, in reading through many of the recipes, is that the crockpot, it's a very good beginner kind of thing. Because, not only because you can't screw it up, but because it is very accommodating for very, very simple techniques.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time,
it's age-old techniques too.
It's age-old. You can pretty much do any sort of comfort food in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of tempted to try like a pot roast in there.
Yeah.
Or even if I'm feeling really jaunty, a meatloaf.
I'm a little worried about that.
It could go wrong.
It could go very wrong.
But I love that. I love that cookbook in particular. Because I just want to find some of these people. Because, you know, it's all submitted. It's all, like, user-submitted. And they have names. Names and cities behind all the recipes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to...
Mostly Iowa.
Midwest, I would say.
It's an extremely high amount in Iowa. If you truly paid for
it. I haven't done the counting, but... I don't want to find some of these people. And just be like, why?
Some of it's pretty messed up.
My absolute favorite is the fancy hot dog recipe.
Okay.
Which is literally put a package of hot dogs in the crock pot and cook it for 2 hours.
Fancy.
Fancy.
What makes it fancy?
That I don't know. For the life of me, I cannot figure it out. But we did. We actually did crock pot on Saturday.
Okay.
We did potatoes au gratin with ham.
Oh yeah.
Which was very good.
Oh yeah. Did you do the potatoes au gratin out of the box or did you?
No, we bought potatoes and
okay.
sliced them up and all that stuff and we.
Man, I haven't had that in a while.
It was good. We ended up the downside of crock pot cooking. Is you have to way over spice whatever you're going to put in
mm-hmm.
there. Because whatever it is, it's going to get cooked to shit.
Yeah. Unless you're cooking with hot spices?
No, even with hot spices.
The hot spices, they change.
Well, okay, that may be.
And you can intensify.
Really? Because everything we've tried...
Case in point, the chili I just made from the chili cook-off at work.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had, like, Mexican insanity peppers in there or something like that.
I had 4 different types.
What did you have?
Well, I'm still at a hot point here. Okay. I had ancho. Chipotle, as Bobby Flay likes to call it. I hate that. Chipotle in adobo sauce, which is basically just smoked jalapenos in adobo or in adobo sauce. Jalapeno and habanero. Now, I smoked the jalapenos and the habaneros to kind of cool them down. But after cooking the smoked jalapenos and everything for that long, the heat and the Scoville units kind of ramped themselves back up.
Okay.
And reared their ugly head. Not to the point of being inedible, but definitely was a different. It was a different spice than just plain heat.
How is everything, guys?
Good. Good.
Yeah. Good. Anything good. Else I can get you?
I'm good for
now. Do you want a little? Have you had Raita before? The white side.
No.
It's great with that. I'm gonna get some for you, and you can.
Okay. All right.
All right.
She must have saw that I was in pain.
You can see the steam coming out of your ears. It's kind of Popeye-ish, I'll be honest.
I feel hot. Like, I feel a little sweaty.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. For me, the crockpot stuff, it's like you have to completely over-season it to get any sort of taste. Like, we did
a little bit of that when you put it on.
Okay.
You just kind of put it on. It makes it kind of creamy. And
gotcha.
Nice.
All right.
You know, when we did the au gratin, we ended up using sharp cheddar, like, super sharp cheddar.
Okay.
And you could barely taste it at that point. You know, and you know, you can make whatever arguments you want to make toward Midwestern cooking is it's the very nature bland, which you're not completely off base.
Right.
But I think part of it is because it gets so freaking cold and we have to use things like the crock pot. Which ends up just cooking the shit out of, cooking all the flavor out of.
Right. Well, the smartest things that, and this will be a favorite of yours growing up,
mm-hmm.
was, you remember when my mom used to make that rice and broccoli and chicken hot dish?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it was basic hot dish, but it had really good flavor. You just add a teaspoon of curry powder to it.
Okay.
But you still cook the shit out of it, so everything still breaks down and cooks properly. That would be a great example of just adding that just enough spice to it to, you know, completely change the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
That just reminded me of that.
Mm. Yeah, I can see that. I don't know. It's just where did you get now?
Mm. I'm not. Quite sure. It's a yogurt-based sauce. It smells faintly like the tzatziki sauce that you get on a gyro.
Okay.
Faintly. And she said just kind of pour it over the otherwise volcanic vindaloo. How it tastes like? A lot like it.
Well, like tzatziki?
Yeah, like a little bit of cucumber to it, but there's other flavors to it. That's very good. Credit. Take a little bit.
Take a shot.
Mm-hmm. So, give this a whirl.
Yeah. It's very tzatziki-ish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's phenomenal. That cooled it down about 100%.
What you just got was the...
Thank you.
You just got the Indian Life Preserver. It's like you're clearly dying in the spice there, so we're gonna give you this. We're gonna give you a little bit of the.
That made the world of difference.
Well, good.
Hello, how are you?
Mm. Oh gosh, and it changed the flavor too.
Really?
Yeah, where it was just kind of brutal heat. Did you eat all my garlic down?
I haven't eaten this piece yet. Did you order that just for you?
Well, I didn't have any of the.
Well, here
I had a half a paneer.
You can have this.
No, go ahead. I insist.
No, go ahead. It's yours.
No, I see you need to make more of your lamb tacos there, so go for it.
They're kind of fajita-ish.
Go for it. I'm good.
You prefer?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I thought those were communal.
Well, had I known that, I would have eaten more of your paneer.
Well, you could have. I wouldn't say anything.
Well, I stopped eating it once we realized what the hell it was.
Yeah.
Mm, that's good.
Mm. Well, I guess I should say about my lamb here. What I got, I mean, it's very similar to like a fajitas kind of thing. It's a... Well, it's lamb kebab, then onions and red and green peppers. I think, and maybe this is just, this is how it's supposed to be. I can't say for sure. But a lot of the vegetables are just burnt to the point where it's just ash.
Okay.
And the ones that did survive the Holocaust here, your people don't have a trademark on the word Holocaust here. So don't give me that. Don't give me that look.
Still doesn't hurt any less when you say it.
Yeah, well, it doesn't hurt you at all.
Give me flashbacks.
Yeah, your time in the war.
Mm-hmm. Remember that time your grandfather fell off the guard tower? That's still a funny joke.
Well, I'm glad. Anyway, as I was trying to say, the vegetables that weren't burnt to hell, they were good.
Yeah.
But I think they just, and I don't know if this is we have to play to the market kind of thing, but just strikes me as a little bland, to be honest. And it's not even like it's just bland as if they're trying to cut the heat down. It's kind of flavorless. It's not spiced to the level that I would normally like, which is a damn shame because lamb is lamb. Lamb is delicious. Lamb is almost the perfect meat.
Well, it's cute.
It is.
And it's tender.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pretty much substitute it with anything and it's still going to taste phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess I'll be honest, I'm a little underwhelmed, to be honest.
Would you like to try some of the Flaming Vindaloo?
I'll give it a shot.
Oh, yeah. I suggest the rice. I suggest that. Did you try any of your green dipping sauce?
No, I did not.
Would you like some help? Ah! Ow, I just burned myself.
Way to go.
Oh, I didn't realize you were... I would have just tried it plain.
No, fuck you.
Probably gonna be hot.
And yeah, it's got some kick to it. It sneaks up on you a little bit.
Yeah, it hits back.
You know what's weird though?
What's that?
The first hit I got, flavor wise, was raisins.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Wasn't expecting that. Try a little of this white stuff.
Yeah. The white stuff helps.
It does.
If you could just convince your girlfriend of that.
Wow.
Wow.
That's terrible.
That went inappropriate in a hurry.
Uh-huh. What I expect, man.
Oh my god. My nose is running. See, it helps. Then I got the heat belches too.
That's never good.
No, it's not. Because all it is raw firepower at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? You left no man behind over there, did you?
Not much, no. The problem is if I dig too, if I try to retrieve any more of the vegetables off this plate.
Yeah.
I'm just pulling up char.
Char is a good thing, though. I like
char. No, it really isn't.
I like char.
Char is one of those where it goes from... Char can be good, I'll give you that. But it has to be a very light char. It goes bad really quick.
What about, my big thing right now between the crock pot is the cast iron.
What about
doing like a crust on like a good steak? Because that's essentially
again,
char.
Again. Smooth.
Thank you.
Again, but that can go bad really quickly.
It can. If you don't know what you're doing, like the way I do steak on the cast iron is I'll get a crust on both sides and then I'll finish it in the oven.
Mm-hmm. Is it wrong that
Yes.
Is it wrong that I feel like doing that where you're grilling something and finishing in the oven, it feels like you screwed up?
No. Because a lot of steakhouses do it that way. If you look at some of the, you know, the well-known steakhouses, they'll sear it on an extremely hot grill.
Yeah.
And then finish in the oven. Just so they can get that char and they can control the temperature more.
Yeah, I suppose.
And especially works better, in my opinion, with the older steak, because the meat is broken down so much. So,
those
are my two cents.
No, I don't know why. It just always feels like I'm doing it wrong.
You're not.
Like I failed it. I've failed the steak somehow.
I don't think so. Holy shit. Why do I keep eating it?
I don't know. That is a testament to it, though. That you keep doing it despite the fact that you're...
It's extremely tasty.
Yeah.
You know, it may be hotter than Hades, and I will order it mild
next time.
But, holy Jesus. It hurts so good.
Wow.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
Leave LL Cool J out of this.
I was going to go with P. Diddy on that one, but whatever.
Either way, it's all the same. All those rappers with their clothing lines.
And the millions of dollars and... And their bitches.
Speaking of Holocausts, that's another one that's going into the ovens as soon as I take power. With P. Diddy.
Really?
God, every time I see those commercials... Have you seen those commercials now? I think it's for some sort of stupid-ass liquor.
I'm guessing?
I don't know.
Ciroc vodka.
Yes.
He owns part of the company.
I just want to punch him in the taint every time I see those commercials.
Any reason? Or is it because he's black?
Oh, really? You're going there? No. I think it's my...
Hatred of black people.
No, it's my hatred of confidence.
Okay.
I supremely confident people bother me.
Okay.
In a lot of ways. And P. Diddy is one of the worst offenders of that. It's just I don't know what it's I don't care if it's justified. I don't care if you've earned it. I don't want to see it.
That's the worst line of thought you might have come up
Why?
With.
Why?
You hate somebody because they're confident.
No, I don't hate people because they're confident. I hate confidence.
Well, you don't want somebody who's who. No, I completely disagree with you.
Okay.
Why would you want to be around somebody that's always, you know, not confident in their ability or confident in life?
I'm not talking. Okay, let me clarify.
Okay.
You can be confident. I just don't want to know you're confident or have any sort of outright.
You don't like the flaunting of the confidence.
Yes, but there's flaunting and then there's acknowledging it at all. I'm in the acknowledging it all category.
Okay.
You know, maybe it's, I don't know what it is. It's just, it's the minute someone, I can't explain it. It's just, if your work is good, then your work will stand on its own. I don't need to know that you're good.
What about spiking a ball after you score a touchdown? Is that?
It's momentary. And I'm willing to chalk that up to adrenaline. See, because there's
him peddling vodka is premeditated.
It's a premeditated. Yeah, it's exact. Thank you. That's exactly
okay.
What it is.
I can see your line of thought.
That is exactly
as
what it is.
Crazy as it is.
No, it has everything to do with the fact
that he's black.
Oh. No, it's one of those. Here, if you really want to go into.
I have no idea. I was just making it up as I go.
No, don't even get me started on that whole thing. Because that...
Oh, I think we should cut open a vein here.
I've had...
Let's hear some more rampant racism here.
No. Okay.
Well, you need 20 minutes to wrap it up, so...
Shut up. I hate you so much. I'm almost positive we have a statistically significant amount of black listeners to the show.
I think we do.
So this is more of a, I'm observing this from the outside and I'm looking for an explanation.
Okay.
And I have...
You're wondering why black people like us.
I have asked, well, there's the ad. Like, I wonder why anyone likes us, but, you know, regardless of their race, creed, or gender.
Well, they're looking for a link to the white women. That's why they listen to us.
Why are they coming to us?
That's a good point.
Where the white women are.
That's terrible. If that's your goal, then we are not the show for you. But no, and I have asked...
You guys doing okay? Yeah.
Yes. I have asked... black friends and black coworkers, basically this very question.
I can't wait. I would have loved to have seen this question.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question as a black person?
And almost every person I've asked this has either given me the, I know what you mean, here's my thoughts of it, or I have wondered that too. So it's never caused like an awkward thing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. No, fair enough.
Can't wait.
It's not like
I want to be there when that day happens.
It's not like I'm asking random black people on the street this question, but here's my question.
Why are you black?
You look around. You go out in the public.
Yeah.
And you see couples. Okay. You see the interracial couples where it's the black guy and the white woman.
Okay.
Black guy.
Yeah.
Generally, in these situations, generally, pretty good looking guy. You know, he seems to have his, you know, kind of have his shit together. Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I can see the end of the show coming.
No.
Oh, God.
No, just bear with me on this.
You're going to get kicked out of iTunes.
Bear with me on this. Guy seems to have, you know, seems to take care of himself. You know, not necessarily, it's not always like, you know, super, you know, rich or anything like that, but it seems to be fairly, you know, put together.
Okay.
And yet, for somehow...
Oh, no. I know what this is. Oh, God.
They seem to be attracted to bridge trolls. Ugh.
That came up my nose.
And it's just, it seems that the relative level of... of attractiveness, because you know everyone's seen those couples where it's ugly
who's
person.
Who's settling? That's a great website.
Yeah. Okay. That's exactly the point. It's like we're clearly the attractiveness levels taken on an objective level.
Yeah.
Clearly, they're vastly different, and you're trying to figure out where do you see this.
Right. And who's settling?
And I've seen the at minimum semi-attractive black man with horrible hose beast of a white woman couple too often for it to be an isolated thing.
I've seen the reverse.
Really? Because I've never seen that.
I actually work with the reverse.
So a hot white woman with a...
No. The good-looking white man with the bridge troll black
woman. But that makes sense. Oh, with the bridge troll black
woman. So, yeah.
Oh, you're going that reverse.
Yeah.
Okay.
That just messed with your entire hypothesis.
It did. There's a PCU moment that's going through my head right now that I won't go into right now.
You, Jeremy Piven.
He was in that, but that wasn't the person I was thinking of in that movie. But anyway. I think it was just a no-name actor. I don't remember who the actor was. Anyway. But no. You've seen that before where it's just like...
Yeah. Why? Who's settling?
Exactly.
That is okay. We're going to plug a website that we're never going to get any money from.
Yeah.
But is it whossettling.com?
I don't know. I've never been there.
Okay. It is a fascinating commentary on what we've become as a society. Because basically they take... a picture of a couple, and it's just a picture of the two of them, and you get to pick whether the guy or the gal, or it might be guy and guy or gal and gal.
Yeah.
And you have to pick who's settling, who is the bridge troll, and the other person has just decided, well, I'm giving up, this is as good as I'm going to do. and it's a brilliant website, but it speaks loudly to what we've become as a society.
Okay.
That's all I got. All
right. Well, I'm beat from all this pontificating.
Pontificating?
We've hit heady subjects today.
Religion, interracial relationships.
Politics?
Politics. Crockpots.
Crockpots? and
your family's history in the SS.
Yeah, and the cultural differences behind stuffed bread,
yes.
In quotes. I think that's a complete show.
It really is. And the calming effects of the white stuff.
That could fit into the whole interracial.
That's all I'm saying.
Regardless. Final verdict on this place.
I thought it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Order it mild. Even if you're treading the medium waters.
Because you're a fairly experienced spice person.
Like, yeah, I like hot and spicy food. I mean, it does not scare me at all. But that was like hot. That was. I'm really gonna pay for that later. Type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not seventh circle of hell, but
getting close.
Oh, it's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
It's gonna hurt really bad.
Yeah.
Can't trust a fart.
Yeah.
Type of deal. But it was very good. I like the garlic naan, but I did have it.
You're not gonna let this one go, are you?
Probably not.
No. You're a petty man.
I did like the garlic naan, the good flavor. You know, the last few times that I've had garlic naan, it's been in the dough as opposed to kind of being like a garlic bread. It's spread over the top here.
Yeah, that is different.
So I kind of like that. I like this a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the white stuff was, it was very good.
She said what it was. If you're listening carefully, you probably heard it.
But it helped immensely.
Yeah. It's very similar to a tzatziki sauce.
Right.
It's probably yogurt cream sauce.
But it added to both the flavor of the vindaloo that I had without overpowering it and taking away all the spice of it.
Yep. We actually didn't mention the drinks at all.
We didn't. I had a cutthroat porter.
Yes.
Which actually worked well with what I was having as well. Because it, again, cut through the spice. Unfortunately, I had gotten about 3/4 of the way through the beer. Before I got the food.
Yeah.
So the first like two drinks I had were, or the last two drinks of the porter that I had was a calming and soothing drink rather than a just purely for enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
What did you have?
I went with the mango mojito.
Yeah.
Which, you ever run in those situations where you've got a waiter or a waitress, and they're rattling off specials, and you have the social pressure to want to order something, but none of it really sounds good.
Right.
And you just kind of pick something.
Right.
That's kind of what I did.
You got flustered.
I got flustered, and I didn't.
You made a poor decision.
Yeah. Well, here's my problem.
And you woke up sticky.
Their tap beer list is very small.
Surprisingly small.
And he didn't really have a good idea of what else they had.
Right.
And so I was just kind of going, and it just seemed, if I'm going to ding this place for anything, it was the waiter.
Yeah.
Because he didn't seem to really know what they had or care.
Right.
And that didn't help me at all.
Right.
Because it's like, I don't know what I want. So I ended up getting something that I didn't really enjoy. Like, it was fine.
Right.
But it wasn't anything to write home about. And sadly, I have to continue that thought through the food that I had. It was fine. The kebab, the lamb itself was good. The lamb itself was well cooked, but I think it was a little underspiced.
Okay.
And I mentioned the vegetables. The vegetables were fine. The ones that weren't burnt to a crisp. And again, this could be a cultural thing. I don't know if that's how they plan to do it or not.
Well, it looked like fajitas. It looked like
it did. No, it definitely
like lamb fajitas.
It did, and not
fajitas,
not very well done.
Okay.
Fajitas. So.
Chicken fajita.
Yeah, I guess for me, coming into this place and looking at the lighting, looking at the decor, looking at the general ambiance, I expected better.
I would agree with that. I think I would agree with that in that they could use a better beer selection? And I'm not talking like you don't have to.
Here's the thing: we don't even know what their beer selection is.
Oh, right.
Like well, they're
I'm
on tap.
I'm talking about just their on tap selection.
Yeah.
You know, add double or triple what you got.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Especially downtown.
Right.
Especially nowadays.
Exactly. And then also add a specialty drink menu.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be extensive, but have, you know, you had two options on the mojito.
Mm-hmm.
Do two options on the mojito. Do some sort of weird Indian drink with mango and
coconut milk,
and coconut milk and yogurt and all sorts of stuff. And then mm-hmm. do something weird like that. There are other Indian beers. Mm-hmm. Out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I was ready for like an Indian beer, but I didn't right. know what to get.
Right.
You guys enjoyed everything?
Yeah.
Good.
So anyway.
But you know, needs refinement might be the best way to put it. They've got the fundamentals down as far as
yeah,
what
I think
have.
You know, there's a place a few blocks from here called Taste of India.
Yep.
And that is the kind of place I would go to for basics.
Yep.
You know, it's very good. I've been there a couple yeah. times for lunch. You know, it's good.
This has the potential to be a step up from there.
Yes, it looks like it should be better than it is.
Yep.
And I think that's what, you know, it's all about expectations.
Yep. Yep.
And you, if this place had been decorated like, you know, Taste of India or
Condor or
yeah, or any
Passage to India.
Yeah, you know, any sort of slightly not lower scale, but just generally more budget Indian place. I think I would have enjoyed it more.
Budget Indian.
But this, you come into this place and you expect an Om. I mean, you know, we mentioned Om at the top of the show.
Yeah.
You expect Om.
Yeah.
And you don't get it.
Right. I think that's a good way to kind of end it and just say, you know, needs refinement, serviceable,
absolutely.
So,
anyway,
I will let you wrap it up, and I will not interrupt.
Lies, my friend.
I will never interrupted your band.
Lies,
your ending.
Lies.
Your wrap up.
What? Can I start my wrap up, please?
Maybe.
All right. As always, the Well-Fed Guide to Life is brought to you in part by HopCharts.com and is available for downloading and streaming on FamousGangsters.com. You can also find us on Stitcher. If you've got a smartphone, go to Stitcher.com or download the Stitcher app. It's always free, and it's always got the latest episode of all the Fancy Pants Gangster shows, so we highly recommend you check that stuff out.
Can you put a box the rest of this up? Any more drinks or anything there?
I think
no,
we're good.
I think we're good.
Thank you.
We welcome a lot of people following us on Twitter. Twitter.com/WellFedGuideFPG or on Facebook at Facebook.com/WellFedGuideFPG. The thing we did, as you know, we got the store. Just go to FamousGangsters.com. And quickly, I'll mention, if you are a Facebook fan or a Twitter follower, there was a mention, I haven't put it up on the main site yet, but we got written up in Metro Magazine.
Because we got in trouble.
No.
Make it sound like we got in trouble.
I suppose. We got a little article written about us in Metro Magazine. It was very cool. So talking a little bit about the network and kind of our plans and just a little overview of it. It was very nice of them to do that. So there will be links to that on the main website as well shortly, but you can find it on Facebook or Twitter right now. I don't think I'm forgetting anything here, so I think we can wrap it on up. As always, we welcome recommendations, questions, comments, all that stuff at wellfed@fancymansgangsters.com. We're looking for some suburban places to round out the year, and we're still looking for a good booyah.
Before it starts snowing.
Let's take care of that whenever you're
thank
ready.
You.
Thank you.
Before it starts snowing, all the hell.
Exactly.
And we're confined to Northeast and Minneapolis
yeah.
for the winter. Yeah. We go into hibernation.
We do.
We don't go outside of like a 10-block radius.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys very much for listening, and we will see you next week.